Want to enjoy 18 holes but can't get to the course? For the ultimate at-home golf experience, join Amstel Lite at Madison Liquors, located at 4239 West 211th Street, this Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. or Saturday from 1:30 till 2:30 p.m. at Bacaba Liquors, located at 304 West Church Street in Sandwich, where you can enter for a chance to win a Golden Tee Go Home Edition. Visit your local United Liquor Mart for complete rules and details.
Please enjoy Amstel Lite responsibly. 2020 Amstel Lite Lager Beer, imported by Amstel USA, White Plains, New York.
Boomer, Chicago Cubs radio analyst.
Unbelievable.
1999 American League All-Star.
You might expect Wells to mix his pattern up. I mean, Coomer has owned David Wells.
This might work out.
The Coom Dog. Every week with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Ah, what a delight, as always, to talk to Ron Coomer. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline. Good morning, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing great. Mikey, David, how are you boys doing this morning?
You know, we're having a lot of fun, and part of it is because the White Sox made the playoffs, and we know the clinching day is coming up soon for the Cubs, and we know there's great possibility that they're going to be winning the division. That is the expectation. And you know, I think some of these mathematical breakdowns, they're 100% in the playoffs and like 95% or something for the division. So it's just a question of time. You know the Twins pretty well. They were here against the Sox and now stay in town and come to the North Side. I think it's a fun matchup. I think this is a good Twins team, but they're not playing great right now. And I think this is a kind of a get-well time for the Cubs after beating the Indians like they did.
It sure could be, but I'm not going to call any of their players morons. I'm going to tell you that right now. Because I have to go back to Minnesota on a rare occasion, you know, and we're not going to do that. Stoney, on the other hand, can stay here in Chicago and go to Phoenix, and he's all good.
You know what they're saying, Ron? They're saying that Josh Donaldson is the most fiery third baseman the Twins have had since Coomer.
No, I don't know if that poor guy wants to be labeled with anything with me, but I take half of his paycheck. I know. No, he's a good player. He let the game get the best of him a little bit. And, you know, Dan Bellino's a Chicago guy. He's not going to get embarrassed in his own hometown. That's not going to happen. So, you know, Donaldson, he did. I was listening to the game. And, you know, you can't let that happen at this time of the year. You can't come out of the game. So, unfortunate for the Twins, as Stoney was talking about, very fortunate for the White Sox. And, you know, the Sox end up winning a ball game. So, you know, the Twins are a good team. They've got some very good pitching. They've got a couple guys that have been, you know, somewhat of a thorn in the Cubs' side, one being Rich Hill when he's healthy, who's going to pitch against them tonight. But Maeda, who threw yesterday, you know, he's difficult to hit. And, you know, he just mixes back and forth. But, you know, the Twins are a good team, but they have been struggling here as of late. And they're kind of that same kind of group, right? You know, it's a home run or nothing a lot of times, unless Buxton hits a ball in a gap and then they run, you know. But they're a good ball club.
Ron, since the last time we talked to you, the Cubs have had a dramatic home run from Jason Hayward off Josh Hader, which I think changed everything, it seemed like. They've had a no-hitter. They've had two straight walk-off victories. It's been an emotional week. How would you characterize the significance of this past week or so to the Cubs and what it might mean to their season moving forward?
Interesting, because it just shows you how fragile the Major League Baseball season can be when you get down towards the end of the season and you're talking about going to the playoffs, being the division winner or not, which Cubs aren't yet, but they got a great chance, obviously. Something happened in 2016. John Lester safety squeeze bunt to win a game. And Hayward comes diving in, safe at the plate, game over. The Cubs rattle off 11 in a row. And it was said at that time by the manager, Joe Maddon, these are games that have lasting effect on a ball club. I'll never forget it. And Pat and I talk about it regularly. I think when you look at the probability of Anthony Rizzo getting a base hit and then off Hader, and then Hayward hitting one in the right field seats for a three-run bomb. You just shake your head and go, right, that's what's going to happen. And it did, and all of a sudden the carryover effect has been incredible. And there's certain things that happen in a major league season that have lasting carryover effect, and I really think it's done that for the Cubs. Just the whole morale of the team, Hobbie's looked better, Rizzo's extra work in the last two ball games, way before everybody, all five people get to the ballpark, has been really good, and now he's swinging really well. Hobbie looks like he's coming around, and it seems like they had that moment, right? It really does.
We talked earlier in the show about the, kind of the batting average, if you will, and the production level of Chris Bryant and Javi Baez and Kyle Schwarber and Anthony Rizzo. None of those guys batting higher than 220. And, it's just surprising that so many guys have struggled. How important is it for that to end? And how crucial are those four guys and their offensive production to the Cubs' hopes for playoff success?
It's vital. I mean, it is what it is. You don't win without your star players playing well. And the same thing just in listening to Stoney right before me. The White Sox, Roberts right now is having his issues. They need him to be big and play big coming up here. The Cubs need the heart of their soul of their ball club. Their heart and soul need to play well. Anthony, KB, Schwarbs, Contreras. I mean, you can list a handful of these guys that have been around here a long time. They have to play well, and they've got to hit. Everything that's happened up until now, the Cubs are 5.5 games up in first place. From these last few games forward, that's all you got to worry about. So if you got 5 RBIs or you got 50, it doesn't matter. It's what goes on from here on out. And if those guys don't swing the bat well, the Cubs aren't going to go deep into the playoffs. It's just the way it's going to be. You're facing too many good teams with too many good pitchers, and it's just not going to happen. But if they do swing the bat well with the Cubs pitching that they have, they got a chance to go deep and maybe play in the World Series and win it. I mean, who knows? There's a whole boatload of teams that are struggling with certain key guys that are going to be in the playoffs.
Coom, it wasn't that long ago when we asked that kind of question. We didn't include Kyle Schwarber in it because he was hitting at a higher clip and he was hitting much more productively than he has been of late. What's changed in his season to the point where I wouldn't be shocked, and maybe you'll feel differently, but tonight, Rich Hill on the mound, I wouldn't be shocked if Schwarber takes the night off and sits against a left-hander because he has struggled that mightily.
I would agree. I don't know exactly what's wrong with Kyle. I can tell you what's happening when he's in the batter's box. He is late on the fastball, and he's well out in front of the breaking ball. But the last couple games, they've been coming at him with fastballs, whether it be righties or lefties, and throwing the fastball by him. Now, does he have something wrong with him, and we just don't know? Possible. Is he physically tired? Who knows? Is he mentally tired? I don't have that answer, but he does look a little lost at home plate. He's in between is what we call it as a hitter. He's not on a fastball, but yet he's not looking breaking ball and he's on the breaking ball. So what happens a lot of times for me and what I've always done or looked at when I was playing, my legs got tired. My legs were out of gas and I needed rest when I got in the middle because your body's just not firing the way it normally does as a hitter. And he's getting in the middle and a lot of movement, and I see that, a lot of movement with his head, and you just can't catch up to the big fastball, and he's having a hard time with that right now.
David mentioned Alec Mills and the no-hitter, and we have talked about, who's the third starter, and John Lester having the emotional goodbye to Wrigley, which stunned me. That was the weirdest no-hitter ever. I know you've probably seen plenty of them, but it wasn't like he was... It was just kind of like, oh my God, he's got a no hitter going. It wasn't like, wow, his stuff is everywhere. He's striking everyone out. There were very few swings and misses in that no hitter.
Well, that is rare, and usually the no hitter has a lot of strikeouts. Usually, fairly big walk numbers, too, because you're pitching around guys who are trying to be so fine around the corners of the plate. Millsy, you know, to his credit, he just kept pumping the pitches in there. And, you know, the one thing about that no-hitter is there were very few tough plays. You know, you really didn't see that spectacular play made. They didn't need it. Hap made a catch on the track. Hayward early in the game went to the gap and caught a ball. Javi made a catch or on a ground ball in the hole, but that very easily could have been an error if he didn't make the play, which he made the play. But, yeah, there were a lot of ground balls, a lot of routine fly balls, you know, nothing, you know, outrageous. And after the seventh inning, you know, because Milwaukee wasn't playing this, you know, as they took out a couple of their guys like the Cubs would have done, and then all of a sudden, you know, Millsy's got a great chance, and he threw strikes. He really did. He stayed on the edges of the plate, and I was really happy for him. It was an odd no-hitter, not as odd as a Ken Holzman where he didn't strike out anybody in a game. But, you know, when you don't have many punch-outs and that's you rely on your defense, the defense picked him up, and, you know, to Mills' credit, he kept throwing strikes.
Ron, has David Ross evolved to the point where you see him making wiser decisions in the bullpen, or maybe he's just getting more used to some of the moves that need to be made, or the fact that they're working, does it just seem like he's getting more used to that part of the job?
I think it's probably a yes and yes, David. You know, Rossi's a guy that when he came into the job, probably if he gave you his critique of himself, the game was kind of fast for him a little bit. And then all of a sudden it's starting to slow down. And his communication skills are very, very good. And I think that's a credit to him being able to manage and recently being out of the game or playing the game. So being able to communicate to some of these guys who have had their ups and downs in the Cubs bullpen, I think has really helped some of these guys. Kimbrel being one where, you know what, he never lost faith in him, and Kimbrel is making a comeback and might be a real viable guy in the Cubs bullpen. You know, guys like Tapara and Rowan Wick and some of these guys that, you know, you weren't quite sure what you were going to get, and Wick is getting better and better as the years progress. But a lot of these guys are getting better, and I think that's David's communication skills, his ability to understand what a player needs or wants in this current game. And I think he's done a very good job. You know, he's tough on himself. When I talk to him daily, he's very tough on himself as a manager. And I also think that's a positive, too, that you critique yourself, you know, pretty hard when you look in the mirror.
Ron, great catching up with you. Appreciate it, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Boys,
thanks, Coom. See you later.
David, we will see you tonight. We look forward to having David Hall in the booth. He is going to be our third guy tonight for the Cubs-Twins game. So, David, we look forward to having you, buddy. We're going to have a great night tonight. Boys, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Coom. All
righty, buddy. Thank you. Yeah, we should tease that a little bit. You're filling in for Zach, so you're going to be doing the pre and the post. David, would you do the inning?
I will not do the fifth inning. No, I'm not going to do the fifth inning. I can't. Zach has big shoes to fill, but I can't fill those.
He could say Gunner.
I will provide the cackle. I won't provide the crackle. But
oh, that's fun. That's going to be a lot of fun. That's a lot to live up to. He does a great job of setting out the storyline. And, you know, I know you listen to it regularly, so I know you'll do a great job with it. But that will be tons of fun. And we will be back with Dan Bernstein next. Mully and Haw on the Score.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein here, middays 9 a.m. to noon. You're enjoying Mully and Haw right now, but we have our pre-Bears Friday for you that includes, but is not limited to, Big Anthony Heron the entire 10 o'clock hour, NFL Draft Scout Matt Miller at 11, and we'll preview the Bears' upcoming opponent in-depth, the New York Giants. All that and more starting at 9 on the Score.
Valparaiso University is where all the wide-ranging things that define you come together. Valparaiso University puts your future into motion with focus and guidance in and out of the classroom. Because at Valpo, your full potential receives total commitment. It's in the mentorship of your faculty, the opportunities that stretch your strengths, and the community that wants you to be your best you. Learn more at valpo.edu.
I got to tell you, one of my favorite people during quarantine has been my drink maker by DrinkWorks. It's like having a dear and lovely friend to hang out with. It's great staying in, having cocktails with my drink maker by DrinkWorks, like having your own private bartender at home. Hey, Isaac, I'll have another. You can have a quality cocktail at the push of a button. It's so convenient. You choose your drink, and in under a minute, you'll have a perfectly chilled cocktail or mixed drink. And each drink includes premium spirits and mixers delivered precisely every time. And there's always a great variety to choose from. I never get tired of bellying up to my drink maker. It feels like a treat every single time that I use it. I love to make an old fashioned with my drink maker, and they are perfect every time. The drink maker is already a great deal, but we've talked. They know how much I love it, how much you're going to love it. They have an amazing offer for our listeners. For a limited time, receive a $75 rebate when you add drinks to your order. You're going to need them anyway. You may as well get them. Plus, they'll throw in free shipping. It's the best deal they're offering, and it's for a limited time, so don't wait. Just go to drinkworks.com. That's DRINKWORKS.com, and you ask for that DrinkWorks Home Bar, the $75 rebate and free shipping offer valid for orders with the Home Bar and the drink purchases of $60 or more. And remember, please enjoy responsibly.
Possible. At GEHA, it's more than a word. It's a choice. One you can make every day. Whether it's another lap around the block, a spontaneous Tuesday morning dance party, or even bringing groceries to a neighbor in need.
Thank you.
With a wide variety of benefit plans for federal employees and their families to choose from, GEHA is by your side every step of the way. What will you choose? GEHA.
Finally, the brightening power of vitamin C meets the correcting power of retinol in one supercharged serum. New Super C Serum from Strivectin, the only formula that combines vitamin C, retinol, and patented Niagen-114. Clinically proven to restore radiance, smooth fine lines and texture, and visibly firm skin. 97% showed improvement in skin brightness, and 100% showed measured improvement in skin firmness. Visit Strivectin.com for 20% off your first Super C purchase with code Super C. That's Strivectin.com, code Super C.
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
You gotta snag Hefty's Ultra Strong Trash Bag. Always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
It has Arm & Hammer odor control, so your nose and your wallet will be
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags. Hefty strong all day long.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
It's Dane, and with back to school looking different for most kids this year, let's talk about KiwiCo. KiwiCo has hands-on art and science projects for kids of all ages delivered to your doorstep. They can build a planetarium, blast off a bottle rocket, explore chemistry, and more, all from the comfort of home. Everything you need to make STEAM seriously fun. Delivered monthly to your doorstep. Get to KiwiCo.com/local to save 30% on your first month. That's KiwiCo.com/local.
Valparaiso University is where all the wide-ranging things that define you come together. Valparaiso University puts your future into motion with focus and guidance in and out of the classroom. Because at Valpo, your full potential receives total commitment. It's in the mentorship of your faculty, the opportunities that stretch your strengths, and the community that wants you to be your best you. Learn more at valpo.edu.
The wait is over. Football is back in action. That means you can watch your favorite players like Baker Mayfield and Saquon Barkley on Hulu Plus Live TV. Start your free trial today to watch football all season. Get access to over 65 channels and the largest streaming TV library, including exclusive originals and the hottest shows and movies. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
Being a Chicago Bears fan comes with quite a few perks, like the impressive leg muscles you form from constantly jumping out of your seat. Not to mention the discounts on select gear that come with the Chicago Bears PNC Bank Visa debit card. Because at PNC Bank, we believe that your passion pays. For details on discounts and other offers, visit pnc.com/bearscard. Visa's a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. Copyright 2020 PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Dustin Rhodes. Football, it's finally back. We are on the start of week 2, and you're